everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and today we are going to look at fear. Because I know fear is something that holds a lot of people back, whether it be fear of flying, fear of heights, or fear of something. Everyone has a fear. And sometimes we have fear in our lives that holds us back. For example, my fear is a fear of heights, which means that sometimes when I'm on planes, roller coasters, anything that's high, I have trouble. So today we're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about the fears that hold us back from things. And we're going to try and transform that fear into something a little bit more positive so that we can try and conquer our fear one step at a time. Now, the key with fear is when we're trying to conquer it, is to not try too much at once, you know? Baby steps. So sometimes when we're facing our fears, we need to take steps in order to conquer it. That might mean one day making a small step towards conquering your fear. For example, if you have a fear of spiders, maybe one day if you see a spider, you might look at it, or instead of getting someone else to handle it, maybe trying it yourself, you know, and eventually building up and building up and building up until it's not a fear anymore. That's right. So today what we're going to do is we're going to put you into a nice state of trance, and we're going to talk about fears. We're going to imagine our fears, and what we're going to do is we're going to turn it around so it's not so scary anymore. So if that's something you'd like to do, take a nice deep breath in and out. That's right. And just close your eyes for me. And with your eyes closed, I just want you to focus on your breathing. It is so easy to focus on your breathing after all. And something I'm going to tell you is that when we're working with hypnosis here, hypnosis is a very easy state to be in. It's just a state of focused relaxation. So every time I hypnotize someone, I tell them, if you feel relaxed and you're focusing on the sound of my voice, you're focusing on your breathing, you're focusing on how your body feels right now, then you are becoming hypnotized and you are going into a state of trance. That's right. And it's as easy as closing your eyes. Because once your eyes are closed, you're already in a light state of trance. That's right. And it's not about magically finding the feeling of being hypnotized. It's just about focusing inwards, focusing on your breath, focusing on your body, slowing everything down, and letting yourself relax for a moment. And while we're here, relaxing, I just want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a large spiraling staircase with 20 steps from the top to the bottom. And while we're here at the top of the staircase, I want you to focus on a feeling, whether that be how something looks, whether that be how it feels to be standing there on the top of the staircase, whether it be the sounds you can hear around you. That's right. And as you focus on that, you can just allow yourself to be engrossed in the staircase. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 20 to 1. And with each number, I want you to count along with me. And as we count down the steps, I want you to find yourself just stepping down, down, and down. That's right. With 20. First step of our journey down inwards. You can feel yourself just drifting down, that's right. Drifting down with each and every number, with each and every single step. 19, 18, 17. And with each number we count, with each step that we take, you can just imagine the feeling of relaxation growing and growing. And I don't know whether that relaxing feeling will start at the tip of your toes, the top of your head. Maybe it starts on your right hand, third finger. Maybe it starts in your left earlobe, who knows. But wherever that feeling starts, I just want you to focus on it, tune in on it, and allow it to amplify more and more and more with each and every single step that we take. With 16, 15, 14, that's right, each number doubling, tripling, quadrupling that relaxing feeling. As you just breathe deeply with each and every single number in and out, quiet as we count together with 13. And with each number, with each step, with each breath, I just want you to focus on that feeling of relaxing. Focusing on that feeling of relaxing more and more and more. That's right. That's right. With 12, breathing in, breathing out. 11, 10. Halfway there now, as you can find that relaxing feeling, growing and growing and growing. Focusing on it, allowing it to just drift through your entire being, your entire body, as each and every single cell of that body feels so relaxed right now. And the relaxation can just double, triple, quadruple with each and every number. With 9, breathing deep. 8, allowing yourself to relax. 7, that's right, continue to go down. With 6, each and every number relaxing you deeper and deeper and deeper down. Down, down with 5, 4, so close to the bottom now. 3, and as we step down the last few steps, 2, you can start to notice a door in the distance. With 1, and taking the last step, off the staircase and standing right in front of a door, and you can see this door. Perhaps it's brightly colored, maybe it's very dim, could have no color at all, but you can see it, the elaborate door in front of you. And as you reach out, you can feel yourself reaching for the handle, turning it and opening it. And as you open it, you can see a light shining from the end of some sort of corridor. As we step inside this corridor, you can see us walking past a series of doors. And as we continue to walk down this hallway, as we continue to take step after step after step down this hallway, you start to notice that we are venturing deep into your subconscious mind. And at the end of this hallway, we have something very special in store for you. And no matter what happens during this experience, I want you to know that you are always safe, always secure, and always okay here with me. And if at any time you find yourself uncomfortable, you'll be able to easily and effortlessly wake up and be able to process the feelings that you feel. And because we're dealing with fears today, you should know that you have nothing to be afraid of here. That you're okay, that you'll always be safe, warm, and secure. And as we make our way to the end of this hallway, you can see a large black door. And as you turn the handle and open it, inside is a sort of classroom with long windows stretching from floor to ceiling. And in the middle of this room, there's a wardrobe. That's right. And you can see me standing there in front of you. As I turn to you and tell you, this is where fear lies in your subconscious mind. This is the place where we store our deepest, darkest fears. And it's okay to confront that. And today we're not going to be dealing with anything too big, too scary, nothing horrible from the past that's going to make us recoil in fear. This is just for those little everyday fears that we face, fears of heights, fears of snakes and spiders and creepy crawlies. It could be anything. And I want you to bring up to the forefront one phobia that confronts you in your life. And as you think about it, you can notice the wardrobe starting to shake a little bit. Because I tell you, what's inside this wardrobe is that fear. This is the wardrobe where fear lies. And as we open the door, we're going to have a quick look at it. We're going to look at your fear, facing it head on. Do you think you can do that with me? And before we do that, I'm going to hold your hand and I'm going to remind you that this is perfectly safe, that there's nothing wrong with looking at your fear, and that while we look at it, we can just stand here strong together. And you can feel me guarding you, protecting you, knowing that you are safe here. As we take the handle of the door, and I open it slightly, and you can just see from a long way away, you don't have to be up close, a physical representation of your fear. And as you look at it, you can feel the familiar feelings of how you feel when you're faced with this fear. And that's okay. I want you to just allow those feelings to drift through you. That's right, just allow those feelings to drift through you. There's nothing wrong with feeling fear. Fear and apprehension is sometimes a good thing. Sometimes it's a warning signal to our brains to tell us that there's something in danger that's going to put us in danger. So it's actually a warning signal, and it's okay to feel that feeling. So just feel it a little bit. But also know that I'm here holding your hand, and I'm here with you through this experience. And I shut the door tightly, and I look at you and I say, now this time when we open the door, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine the funniest thing you can think of. That's right. It could be a funny joke that somebody told you. It could be a funny face. It could be anything. And as we open this door where this fear lies, I want you to watch your fear transform into the funniest thing you can think of. Think about all those funny memes that you've seen, funny jokes people have told you, funny movies. It could be something. It could be anything, really. So conjure it up in the back of your mind. Think about it now. Take a moment to breathe deeply and to think about the funniest thing you can think of. And it might even bring a smile to your face. It might even make you giggle a little bit. And that's okay too. Think of the funniest thing you can think of. So when I open this wardrobe the next time, we're going to face our fears. And we're going to watch it morph into something very funny. Hilariously funny. Are you ready? And I take the handle of the wardrobe and I open the door and you can see it again, the fear. Just for a moment, as it starts to morph, as it starts to shift, as it starts to change into that thing that's so very funny that you just start to laugh a little bit. And it's okay to laugh, it's okay to smile, it's okay to feel that happy, fun feeling as we shut the door again. That's right. And so now, each and every single time you're confronted with that small fear that you had, I want you to think of that really funny thing. So, for example, if you're scared of spiders, you might see a spider. Instead of thinking, oh my gosh, there's a spider, you might think of that really funny joke. And I want you to remind yourself every time you're faced with that phobia of that really funny thing that once happened, and allow that funny feeling to just start inside you. As it slowly starts to take away that fear feeling, as it slowly starts to shift your feelings into funny feelings instead. As it's fun, as it's funny, instead of that fear feeling. And of course, you and I both know, if at any time you're in danger, immediate danger, and there's something dangerous happening, you can still feel that sense of warning. Because you and I both know that in times of danger, in times of intense stress, when something is going to hurt you, that it's okay to feel that apprehensive feeling. It's okay to have a gut feeling about something, and it's okay to feel fear if it's for a purpose. But on a day-to-day basis, when you have those little tiny phobias that you're scared of, it's okay to laugh at them. It's okay to change them into something fun, something funny, and allow your subconscious mind to do that. And your subconscious mind is so powerful that it can just allow that to happen. It's so strong, just like you are so strong here, standing facing your fear. That's right, standing here, facing that fear head on, and allowing yourself to change it into something positive. And of course, this will probably take some practice for you, and that's okay, because these things take time, these things take practice, these things take persistence. Like anything, you sometimes have to practice and practice and practice before you get it right. Just like now, practice will always lead to results. Okay? So it's okay if the first time you're faced with your fear again, if it doesn't work the way it should. Because of course, you can find a little bit of funniness, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of joy in remembering that funny thing. And that's okay. Because each and every single time you practice this, each and every single time you practice this, you can find it getting more and more strong inside of you. Just like you are strong. Just like you are strengthening yourself against your fears. You can find the strength of this building and building and building. And it's funny because people tell me, after all, that sometimes things take time. That sometimes things don't work as they should the first time. And that's okay. Because practice always leads to results. So the more you practice this technique, The more you practice relaxing, the more you practice laughing at your fears, the better it will become, and the stronger you will feel within yourself. And you can just let these ideas sink in. You can let these ideas sink in that you can feel strong. You can feel powerful at conquering your fears. You can feel strong at conquering these things that corrupt your thoughts, these things that overwhelm your mind. They don't have to anymore. You can release yourself. You can free yourself from these fears. And knowing that, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll find yourself awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering what we learned today, remembering each and every single step of this process, and thinking about all the ways that you can take what you've learned today and use it to strengthen yourself against your fears. That's right. So, in a moment, I'll start counting up. And with each number, you can just feel the energy flooding through your body. You can feel the happiness flooding through your body, the contentment of knowing that you are here and you have conquered something today, that you've achieved something today, and that you've learned something today that you can use for the rest of your life. And now, counting up from 1, 2, 3, you can feel the energy flooding you, that's right, energy filling your body. With 3, 4, 5, the happiness filling yourself, feeling energized, refreshed. With 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this session. I hope you got a lot out of it. Make sure to tell me how this goes for you. And as always, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.